Hello, this is Dr. Mark, Doctor of Business Administration, owner and podcast host of reflexivityspace.org. Today is Wednesday, December 28, 22. This is podcast number 6B. We previously had podcast number 6A with our new friend from the UK, Claire, and this is the second in the series that we have planned to record. Hello, Claire, are you there?
I'm here, Mark. Thank you very much for having me.
You're most welcome. It was extremely interesting last time and certainly got a bit emotional as well. And I do understand that. I mean, many of us have gone through similar situations during the past already now 3 years. And just by happenstance,
I know, I was a bit embarrassed, but it just, I think because I haven't really talked about it. I've been so busy looking after my husband, I haven't had time. I'm doing my work and putting out
That's
information
fine.
to help
That's
people. I
fine.
haven't really had time on my own to process what has happened. So it sort of came out when I did another recording for my channel and it came out a bit. But
So,
I'm sure people understand.
Claire, maybe up front, can you explain to the listeners where they can find you on your several social media
Oh, that's
channels?
thank you, Mark. That's very kind. If you put Agenda 2031, searching for the evidence, once you're inside the BitChute channel, bitchute.com, searching for the evidence 2031, agenda, sorry, I'll say it again, Agenda 2031, searching for the evidence, you'll find my channel. It isn't easy to find, but you'll find it that way. I'm at searching for the evidence on Getter. At True Light Essence on Odyssey. And those are my three channels.
That's perfect, Claire. Now, quickly, we had last year, we're living in a very small village, 1,200 people living here. And we have an elderly home, which is then in the next village. So I'm not really informed what's happening there. But by happenstance, last year, just after the second dose, we had one very young man, 60, he's young nowadays, very fit. A hunter as well. So he went with his friend. They wanted to go hunt and he just collapsed.
Oh,
And
sorry.
this 25th, something really sad happened. And it makes me angry, honestly. I know a lady, we don't have traffic in the village, but we have these small electro cars. It's not the ones that you buy. Those are the very narrow ones. For five people, plus they put the skis on the top and the suitcases behind, and then they drive the people to their holiday homes or to the hotel or wherever they will spend their time. And so there was a lady working for this taxi company, and she was about 60, I would say, and I knew her very well. She was a very fine lady, really down to earth, and doing this hard work sometimes because if the guests arrive 8 o'clock and in the night and we have blizzards in the mountains, and she was always in good faith and I saw her parked in the afternoon on the 25th, and she was on the phone, probably somebody did booking, so we quickly wished each other season's greetings, only for me to learn that about 2 hours later she died of a heart attack.
Oh, I am
So it
sorry.
was then like the guests, because they have radio in these electros, they contacted the central, no, the dispatcher. And then there came the emergency doctor, the two doctors here that are in the village that literally jabbed everyone, no. So they tried to reanimate her for about 1 hour and 15 minutes, but this is. So, I mean,
I'm very sorry to hear
If you if you what is really strange here is this kind of sudden death, and they just collapse. I mean, they wouldn't tell you, I have a bit of something in my breast or so, and then you could maybe go, no, they just collapse. So I would suggest to in remembrance, 5 seconds of silence, and take it from there. Okay, thank you. to you and the listeners for your patience.
Maybe
but
Mark.
it is definitely happening. It is
Oh,
happening.
I'm sorry. It's very sad. It's happening to a lot of people. I'm noticing it on BitChute that there's various people who are posting about their relatives being in hospital and dying from cancer after the vaccine, getting very aggressive cancers,
Yes.
pneumonia.
And then the heart attacks, no?
Yeah, a lot of people who were worried about what was happening with the vaccine, who have been stigmatized with all these very unkind labels as anti-vaxxers. Well, the reason why we didn't take the vaccine was because we did our research and we found out through eminent scientists who were very
Absolutely.
brave. They told us what the vaccines contained and what the risks of taking a stage three experimental gene therapy, that it might alter our DNA, but more than that, it might kill us. And we're seeing it now, and people who are vaccinated, it's not twigging with them because they don't go on BitChute and all these other different channels. So it's sort of like little bubbles. There's a bubble of getter people who know what's going on, but it's trying to break out of all these channels that we're on to try and reach the people that we're trying to help. But we can't get the help to people if we can't forewarn them that there's a problem and that it can be resolved. And I think that's where it's become very difficult for people. And now I think people went through a stage, and some still are. I notice it on my channel. Sometimes people leave some really very unkind comments towards people who might have got vaccinated and are now very ill. And I just delete and block them. I don't want that energy. And I don't want that kind of attitude on my channel. I'm trying to help to awaken people to risks and to reach. We're all trying to reach out to people, but obviously people who were stigmatized as anti-vaxxers have had a very difficult time in the last 3 years.
Yeah, I
And
mean,
they've been
I
traumatized.
fully agree as well. There will be no amnesty now.
Yeah,
There
they've
will
been
no amnesty. I mean, I can forget to a certain extent, and I have a good relation to people that are obviously all vaxxed. I don't have a problem with that. But that, and we did not experience, let's say, directly from the people hardship, but it was rather the nation state that put on huge pressure on people to be compliant. That is what happened. And we are going after the Swiss cantonal government, is the regional government. We opened the window, added in a knife, and they will walk inside if they do anything from now. So this is what we have started to do in about December 21.
So what have you been doing again? Could you just clarify? You mean you personally or
Yes, yeah, okay. Me and my wife,
yes.
we did a parental will.
Okay.
And since we are living in an intact family in the same household, this is extremely strong, a parental will.
Okay.
I didn't even
I'm
know
not
that.
familiar with it.
And so I sent this to them and I told them, you know, these things are experimental. They don't have all the approvals and you will never vaccinate at school. And I put them twice there in this 10-page document. You know, there is reason to believe that systems criminality may have infiltrated the system.
Yes.
Systems criminality, so these things that you saw at hospital, etc. And then I printed the Nuremberg Codex inside that document.
Yes.
And we sent it to two people. This is the highest in the region, the highest doctor in the region. And then as well to the head of department for economics and how to say schools, no?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so they came back with some I don't know, some, I don't know, jurist, huh? Some legal people, no, wrote me back. And so they didn't get it. So we started to get involved together. And so I just always, you know, politics does not only exist in politics. I'm coming from a corporate environment. This is fully political.
Yes.
So I know how to play that. No, I've been in different cultures, so I know how to play you.
Yes.
Politically as well. So at the end of the day, I said, look, now we make it. I wrote to the both of them, maybe the third letter or so. I said,
yes.
Now we make it logic.
Yes.
Huh?
Good.
You provide me the studies that unilaterally prove that there is an existence of this virus, purified according to the Koch'schen principles, Koch'schen in Germany. So they couldn't do that, right?
No, because they've
So
never done
I got then back
it.
some links to CDC studies in America. I don't give a shit about
Yes.
CDC studies. We have Swiss medics here. They have
Yeah.
to. We have, especially. EMA is for you, also the rest of, no, for the people in the European Union is EMA, but we have Swiss medics in Switzerland. So they are tasked to do the studies.
Yes.
And then they didn't send me even studies that would prove that there is a virus because they couldn't do that. They sent me some mask studies. And in this study, the children were wearing 10 minutes the mask.
Yes.
And then they implemented in 2000, when was that? 22 in April, huh? Mandatory mask wearing as of 8 years, and that would have affected our daughter, so we didn't send her to school anymore. And we are usually legally in the canton I live. There are other ones that you are legally allowed to do that, homeschooling, but we are not. There's a they must go in presence,
Right.
a person, but. Okay, they were kind of threatening us from the regional office. You know, this will be we will fine you and so. Nothing ever came. No, if you stand strong, nothing will ever come. And anyway, they had this case already with us. No,
Yes,
they
yeah.
knew. They knew. Okay. Now
What?
I was talking too much, but okay, everything worked fine, and all the people on the ground, like teachers and so, they provided the materials. So we did 3 weeks of homeschooling, and then they had to blow off this operation prematurely.
Good for you, though, for standing in your truth.
Yeah, but there were only 9 families doing this in the whole region. Just to
Yeah,
give you an
it's
idea.
amazing, isn't it, how people. There's only a few people. I don't know anybody around here who's feels the way we do. We're totally isolated from, but we don't care because we've got past that state of, I don't mean that in an unkind way. We've just got past that state where we know what we're doing. We're following our hearts. We're listening to love. We're asking what best serves all. And we asked about taking the vaccine inwardly. We had already done our research. We'd listened to a lot of people, a broad spectrum of specialists. And we already knew there was something wrong because I've been writing in my books that vaccines, they were going to, I got told they were going to bring vaccines into the equation and that they were planning to harm humanity. So I already had sort of this insight beforehand that something was wrong. I'd been told the year before, and before it all started, that that 2020 was going to be chaos because they were going to introduce the virus and we needed to move and get into a house because we were renting at the time, we were house hunting. So I didn't really check that information. I don't know why, I just thought I'd misheard in my heart center. I just thought I wasn't getting the right message. And then the next thing, we got in a week before lockdown into our new house because my heart was saying, you need to get this, you need to get in. As I kept saying to my husband, we've got to get into the house. It would
Yeah, you felt it, huh? You felt it.
pressurize the other solicitor to try and secure a date. And we got in a week before lockdown. So it wasn't very pleasant when we arrived here. I had a serious back injury, which I was still very much unstable on my feet. So it was very difficult for my husband. He was having to do a lot of things that I just wasn't able to help him with, the lifting, moving boxes, all the things that go with moving. And then obviously we got locked down in this new place where we didn't know anyone. So it was all a bit, I'm not laughing because it wasn't funny. I'm laughing because it was so bizarre and strange. It was unreal. It was like being in a movie, a nightmare. And I'm sure for a lot of people, they've all, and then there was this when we realized that they were going to push the vaccines. We both looked at one another, we spent quite a number of hours each day listening to things like ukcolumn.org. It's a new online news.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. I have
It's very good.
published from this channel as well already.
Oh, they're
Yeah,
fantastic. And they
fantastic.
really helped a lot of people. They brought a lot of information to people's door and they furnished us with so much information. And obviously, I still believe you have to take it into your heart center and ask your heart as well. That's what we did. We used every tool available, what we could research ourselves, what we could find peer-reviewed information that we could look up ourselves online. And we gathered all the information. And also, we asked our hearts, does it best serve all to take this vaccine? And we got a very firm no. And every time we asked, we got told
You know,
no.
Claire, I think sometimes you need to listen to your inner voice. You just, the first thing, if a government needs to push a treat, also not a treatment, a bioweapon shot, as they did to give you a free burger or a beer, something can obviously, something, if that product were so good, would they have a problem to sell it to the people?
No, I don't think
They
so.
wouldn't have, no.
No,
But
I but they, some people that it's interesting, Mark, because people don't think like that in general, do they? And I think for those of us that do, we're puzzled by why can't other people see what is glaringly obvious? I mean, even I can't bear to watch, I don't watch the news. I barely watch television. We watch selected things, normally about the country, farming, house building, and anything that's nice or comical. And we stay away from all the other stuff. When I turn on the television in the evening, I always go, this screen is so dark. Everything's gone dark on the way the TV is presented. I stay away from all the news
Since
programs.
3 years, we are not watching TV anymore. We have one hanging here, but we never watch. There is maybe on rare occasions on a Sunday morning, the children watch maybe a children movie, no. But otherwise, I've not been watching news anymore. Nothing. I cut 3 years ago. It was clear. Maybe based on my Ebola experience, the Ebola hoax in Western and Central
Could
Africa.
you tell us about that, Mark? Because I think that was really interesting, what happened to you in Africa with the Ebola. And I think that's quite pertinent, or do you feel it was for another recording? Are you there, Mark? I think.
Sorry, I'm muting all the time. I'm a bit detoxing and then coughing sometimes.
Oh,
Sorry about that.
no.
No, my wife is Nigerian. I've been working 15 years West Central Africa, and in 2014 we were living in Cameroon, in Douala in Cameroon. And okay, I saw all this kind of France 24, BBC, CNN. No, I was watching a bit what's happening on with this Ebola. My wife always told me, "Don't you worry." I said, "What? Don't you worry? I mean, this is a highly aggressive virus, no?" And they showed the pictures, know how they were carrying around these people in tents and with full PPP equipment and so. So, happenstance, I was always for. In charge of the whole of Western and Central African countries. So I was really literally traveling every week to different locations. I have as well been Liberia and so, where this allegedly took place. But I didn't see anything. Now, what happened is, so we went in 2015, we left West Central Africa and Ebola went as it came. I mean, it was predictive programming. This is clear from a nowadays perspective. And so, when that whole deception started, I went back because I remembered that the WHO, where I went to see, because I thought, okay, maybe they have a bit more essence in information, they predicted, or they forecasted, it's a better word, 1.4 million dead. So then I went. Googled up how many did really die. So 11,386 is the official figure. Now do the math. No, you divide this 11,386 by 1.4 million. Nothing happened. And you need to do it even differently. You divide this 11,386 by 350 million people that living in Western Central Africa. So this gives you 0.00001. I mean, nothing really happened. And so it was for me immediately clear this is a huge, huge hoax. It is a huge deception that is flying.
Do you know one of the things that I find that fascinating, because you have told me what happened, and I think it's very pertinent to what's happening now and what's been happening over the last 3 years. And I'm glad you shared it, because I think you've had a really interesting life, and perhaps other people should be interviewing you, because you've got so much knowledge, because you've travelled, you've been a high flyer, and you know, you have experience of living in Africa and living in all these different countries, and that's enabled you to have a really broad spectrum view of what's going on politically, what's going on the ground with just local people, what's happening in business and the economy. And I wanted to ask you, Mark, I feel I've come to the conclusion recently, and it's in the last recording that I have put on my BitChute channel, that I've worked it out, and I firmly believe this. I was always guided inwardly, be creative when you're dealing with, you know, if you feel any sort of toxic energy around you. A lot of people who work with energy, they'll know what I'm talking about. You can start tuning into when frequencies or energies around you are harmful. And most people as well, you know, if you walk into a room and there's a bad atmosphere because somebody's been having a row, you can normally tell by the time you've got your handle on the, your hand on the handle, that possibly something isn't good in the room, even before you've walked in. Most people, they do have an innate ability to pick up on things. They just probably ignore it a lot of the time. They don't tune into it.
Yeah, maybe there again, you are right, because there are two dimensions.
Yes.
I've been traveling a lot in Cameroon, a lot in Nigeria, but I'm thinking of the grassland in the mountains in Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
You have a special tribe there. And you have the Alhachis, from the north.
Right.
And there is a big deal going on with voodoo. This is very, very old.
Yes.
And so with what, now ask yourself with what, because I have been under attack from a person that I was once together and then didn't want anymore. And then it gives the thing of making dependency, right? They're trying to make you dependent. Yes. Now, what do they use to achieve this? There's two things. Poison. For instance, lead poisoning. Over time, it leads for you to be apathic.
Yes.
It affects your brain, lead poisoning. Yes. And the other things are playing around with frequencies, negative frequencies.
Oh, you've got to, you know, there are so many people doing really bad stuff on this planet. It's untrue. And once you learn about frequencies, which I did through expansion of consciousness, was where my path went. That's what I started exploring, was consciousness and wanting to know how to help others. And because I wanted to know how to help others, I started being entrusted with information. And the more I think it could be perceived that I was trustworthy and that I was going to use the information to help others, not to harm them, I got more and more information, and I started to be taught by my heart center and love how to determine frequencies, how to understand what they are, where they come from, what's the true cause of something. And I'm not saying I'm fully knowledgeable about everything, because I'm not. The more I learn, the more I know I don't know.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You are eager to learn.
Yes, I am.
Me too.
I wasn't like that at school.
I have a lot of knowledge, but knowledge doesn't help me all the time.
Your heart
knowledge doesn't help me, because the environment in which I try to apply this knowledge will not fit. So I'm forced to learn and I'm forced to research. And I think, but many people are so complacent, right? Depending from the welfare state, very complacent. You know, I've been living in environments and societies. They don't even do risks.
Yes.
This is an uncertainty space.
Yes.
You can imagine how many years it took me to understand, to be comfortable, to operate in an uncertainty space.
Well, you're very organized and you're used to being responsible and doing things in a very orderly way. And if you're used to doing that and other people aren't, it can really throw you because your training has taught you the importance of doing that. And you know how well that works in a business environment, you know, being organized, being orderly,
Yeah,
having a
and all these
rule.
people live every day, many people live hand to mouth. No, I mean,
Yeah.
so they are facing uncertainty every day. Do I have food on the table today?
Yeah.
I mean, you need, I needed to learn a lot, no, to understand, but somehow these people live. Somehow these people live. They are much more entrepreneurial. There is more music. There's more joy.
Well, for
There's more
humanity
joy. And we
as a
don't
whole,
have this joy. We are so
yeah.
dull.
Well, I didn't realize you were going down the path of that particular group. I didn't realize who that was who you were describing, but you could probably say that maybe certain rules apply for certain things. I was thinking you meant that people at work could be a bit slapdash in different places that you'd been, that maybe the standards were different, and that it, but you know, with some people, I don't think they've been affected by the frequencies because they're more connected to their heart. And if they're living from more from heart than from the mind, I mean, what I'm being taught is the mind is the pyramid system. The pyramid system of learning that everybody uses as a building block for showing how things work, that's all satanic. That's the mind prison that we've been put in. And that's my perception, of course. But you know, what I found out that they're doing, which I did a recording about the other day, and what I've realized is we're creative beings, and the people you have seen who are living hand to mouth but are still happy and entrepreneurial and they're still getting by, they've probably got love in their hearts. They're probably not so bothered about the things that some people in this society consider important, like the house, the size of the house you've got, or what kind of handbag
Make of
you've
car, the make of car.
got.
Now,
Showing off things, the vanity things, because it is vanity, really, you know.
because there was one thing early in the process, my wife said to me. He said, "You people, you just trust your government. So if the government, because you are socially secured and all these systems are obviously working, and she comes from an environment where I've been living there, that nothing is working. You never depend on the state, of course. You will never get something, no, even if you paid into these pension funds." So she
I
said,
understand.
if in Nigeria the government is promoting the vaccine, yet the first thing that the people will think is something cannot be right.
What are they up to? They'd be
What
suspicious, wouldn't they? But we're not suspicious, but we should be.
is the kickback for them, no?
Yeah.
To do
So
so.
they've not got any kickback here, have they, Mark? People have just gone along. And one of the reasons that was explained to me was in order for some of us to come into this environment, which I describe as a false light environment or the sinking ship, when we came into this place, it was to try and help people, help other souls who'd got caught in this mind prison. And in order for us to come in to help, we all knew we were going to get attacked by dark frequencies as we descended down through the 12 decks of the ship to get to deck three, where humanity and a lot of other souls were stuck. And in order for that to happen, a group of souls volunteered to come in with no codes of remembrance of their true origins at all. No codes of remembrance that they come from love, that they have the ability to ask for help if they get stuck anywhere. In order for so that we could come in with more codes, knowing that a lot would get stolen, we were allowed to come in with more codes. And those codes of remembrance have enabled us to pick up on what's happening. But the ones who came in with nothing and were left defenseless, really, were relying on us, the ones who came in with more codes remembered, to help them. And I think because it's very easy to get upset about the fact that so many have willingly chosen to get vaccinated, and it has made the world a more dangerous place because it's given the power to the government. They've given their power away. And it's made us drop in density. It was a huge error of what's happened. But I keep getting guided, don't be angry with them. They came in defenseless so that you could come in with more, on the complete understanding that when you left the heart of creation, the group who came in with the codes, who would pick up that this was a lie, that you'd help them. And, so I think we've got all these frustrations that are coming out, but we have to remember that the ones who aren't realizing it, that perhaps they're the ones who gave us everything and they came in defenseless, to have to deal with this pack of wolves, that we have got to protect them. We've got to protect them and try and gently say, look, they're harming you. These are the groups who are harming you. These are the people or entities or whatever, because some of them, I don't even believe they're human. They're not acting in human ways. They're messing around with the CERN portal. They're messing around with all sorts of portals. And Christmas, back to our conversation before we started the recording. Christmas, if you take away the religious and the label of Christmas, the 25th of December and the time building up to it is when purest light waves are reaching, like ocean currents are coming through on time, on course. They do it every cycle. And what the dark do on the sinking ship is they use everything in their power to block that light of remembrance that would help us all wake up and remember that we come from love, and it's time to sort of start preparing, healing and repairing, and it's time to go home. We don't get those frequencies. They're blocked by those who are working with voodoo,
Yeah. And
shamanism.
Claire, make no mistake. No, I mean, I'm thinking of one specific behavioral psychologist. His name was B.F. Skinner.
Okay.
Skinner, 2N. B.F. Skinner.
Yes.
And in the 1950s, he was exploring, or he was kind of refining Pavlov's conditioning system. No. The classical conditioning into operant conditioning.
Yes.
Now, what happened with the fear that was applied to the people, and they knew that now they have behavioral psychologists there, they have AI, they can measure those things. They are much further than we think. If
Yeah.
you, for those that don't know the model, maybe go to Google or to Yandex or to Brave browser
Yes.
and give in B.F. Skinner. Operant conditioning. So you have four quadrants. The upper left and two quadrants, so left and right quadrants are the reinforcement system. So we use it every day. If a child does something good, you give him a sweet. If you don't like so much the behavior, you retrieve the favorite toy for a week. And then you have the down two quadrants.
Yeah.
Are the punishment system. So you have the direct punishment on the left side. So you give a clap. Or on the right side, you have the mouse on the rose. No,
Yes.
you execute the electrocute the mouse.
Yeah.
And when you reduce the electrocution, the mouse will already think it is kind of reinforced in the behavior. So we push these poor people directly into punishment if they did not go along with the narrative. And from so in that process, all the rights were taken away from the people through the
Yeah.
government. And now bits and pieces are given back to them, and the people are even happy to get these fundamental things back. I don't understand that.
Most
Your
people
thoughts?
we see are just going about their daily business. They're planning their holidays. They're busy with their shopping, and they're not giving any thought to what's been done to them whatsoever. They're not giving any thought. I would say it's up to those of us who may be listening here, and those who are obviously interested and concerned about what's happening to our family of humanity, that we have a responsibility on our shoulders to dig deep now and start asking our hearts and love for help, because we can't sort this out. It's too big what's happening. We need to have the foundation of our of getting the help for humanity. It has to start from love. That's my belief. I don't want to force that on anyone, but my belief is this is a solution that is working for us in our personal life. It's
But
been
I
working.
would like to throw in there one very provocative question.
Yes.
If Humans have been altered
If
in the
humans have altered,
process. So
yes.
are they still humans? What I mean, obviously Todd Callender is really exploring this issue, and I've posted a lot of Anthony
Yes.
Todd Callender's videos.
I try to listen to some of him because I've been so, I have very limited time in the day to do quite a lot. I've got a husband recovering from cancer and I've got various obligations here. And then I obviously I get information to put stuff out on my site. So I try and do as much research and I do want to listen to him more because he does sound very interesting. And I had a brief look, but I need to, I've been looking on your site actually, and it's just got late at night and I've thought I've got to go to bed. I'm exhausted, you know, and but I think he looks a very interesting gentleman. One of the things I got told was we were given a cosmic measure, a cosmic allowance of energy when we all came down here. And within that cosmic allowance, if you saw it like a ruler that went from 1 to 10, that is sort of like that's the whole of your life. All that energy is meant to be used in productive ways, where we were given it on the condition that we would use our free will in ways that best served all. It was never meant to be used for self-serving reasons. So we started breaking cosmic laws, and we started creating karmic cycles for ourselves, which got us trapped in mind control, and then it's very hard to get out, and that's what we're all suffering from at the moment. And because for some people may feel the same as me, there is an in-breath that's coming to a close. It's like a big cosmic event, and they call it the in-breath, but everything that was pushed out and went exploring is all being sucked back in. And once it's sucked back in, all life is meant to be getting on board all those pure source light waves and healing and repairing anything that's happened to them wherever they might be exploring in the greater cosmos, including in the false light programs that we're in, Prison Planet, etc. And all the exploration, the information, the evolution that's taken place in the out-breath all gets drawn back in. It's like a contraction. And we're all meant to go back and be present and correct for that prior to the next out-breath cycle, which is meant to be the next cycle of evolution. And we're all stuck in this false light program, which is like we got stuck in a flytrap. And while this is all going on beyond our knowing, we can't get back to do what we're meant to do, which is evolve and grow. And this cosmic allowance that we were given, some humans have got very little of it left because, for whatever reason, it's either been stolen or wasted, or they've made bad choices. And that's without any judgment. It's just sort of to make it easy to understand.
Claire, that brings me to a thought. I mean, as I'm listening to you, and I've mentioned B.F. Skinner, which was in the second half of last century, right, doing all these experiments on a psychological level. But if we think back to the area of enlightenment, and the philosophy of enlightenment, where we started to promote rational thinking, the economic man, right? So, kind of disassociate people one from each other in the process. I mean, there may be really a master plan that is hundreds of centuries old to get there where we are now. And if you look at the universities, for instance, you have all these professors. I'm sometimes lecturing as well in universities, but they've never worked a day in their life. They're reading their theory there, the students fall asleep, and they're thinking in silos. You know, this is this what was then, even in education, we promoted a high specialization silo thinking. You know, even within the same faculties, one professor cannot talk to the other because they are so highly in to their junk, no?
Yeah, I understand. I
And
understand.
that's what they seriously
I saw it
teach
a lot with passengers.
students.
Yeah, I saw it when I with passengers when I was flying, and you know, all sorts of, I did have quite a broad spectrum of experience through flying for 20 years and meeting lots of people, first class passengers, captains of industry, conversations we used to have if, you know, there was a delay or if they were talking in the night, you know, they'd come into the galley and we'd get talking and finding out about what they did. And, you know, I agree with you. And I've seen it within the confines of my own family because they're quite academic and I kind of, I can, I'm smiling because I can see that that is very true. There's some people, they're in their own bubble in a way, that silo thinking. And but it's all in the mind, you
And
see. I would love
there I have
to hear
observed
about.
something. I have observed something quite interesting. I think that regarding to the jab, some highly intellectual people refused to take it. But then on the other hand, some ordinary hand workers, you know, carpenters, whatever, no, truck drivers, and they all felt something is quite all right. And I think the biggest uptake was kind of this
Middle class.
middle class.
Yeah, I don't like to use that word, but I know what you mean. Yeah, they're the ones who are very comfortable. The government's paying their
Or
pension,
correct.
their salary. They're comfortable. They don't need to worry about anything because they've not been put in jeopardy in any way. Nothing's threatened them. People who've had to have a harder life or worked or strived and it's been more difficult for them, they tend to be more, they're more street smart. Like you've said that before, people are more streetwise when they've had to deal with lots of difficulties in their life or lots of challenges where maybe the money hasn't been coming in and maybe the home life hasn't been that great. And some people kind of had a great home life with very little money, and their parents have taught them fundamental values of treating each other kindly and being wise to people who aren't honest. I mean, there's a whole range of people. You can't box people in, can you? But I do think about where I grew up, and there wasn't a lot of money around, and people had to be streetwise. And you said that you'd studied in Liverpool. And when this happened in Liverpool, I thought Liverpool would rise up. I know they are now, but Liverpudlians tend to be quite rebellious by nature. They
Yeah,
tend
but
to
they were
get
fully in the
accustomed.
University of Liverpool, isn't it?
Yeah, but they went for it. But you know, one thing I've noticed that I didn't realise has happened on the Mersey Estuary are loads of wind turbines, which are mind controlling devices. They're transmitters and receivers. That's what I got guided. Everything that's electrical is a transmitter and a receiver. And the dark are using all these. I look at them and I just think it's like being in a 1984 movie. You know, it's like all the spaceships, I expect them to all arrive. I can feel the energy coming off these things. They're as dark as mobile phones, if not darker. And they are transmitting, and I can feel it. I see them on the motorway. They've got one on our motorway that's directly facing the curve as the motorway curves through the countryside, and it's facing the motorway. And I said to my husband, they're stealing everybody's life force energy because they can only use our energy against us, and they have to steal it. And the way they steal it is by making us, this is the thing that I do need to say, they're making us get trapped, make mistakes on their behalf to make karmic cycles for ourselves. They've devised a way, I was told yesterday, they've devised a way where, because I was thinking, well, they're doing bad things down here. They should be getting hit with karmic cycles. How come they're not? And I had put the question out about a week ago to my heart and to love. I want to understand this.
I
Why are
think,
you getting away with it?
you're right. Look, there's a lot of dark forces, be it based on these frequencies, be it based on viruses, which is Greek and means toxin, toxin. That's what the voodoos use in combination.
We can be
There
creative,
is,
Mark.
but if we know about our strengths and we know,
Yeah, love is powerful, you see. It's the most
of
powerful
course.
thing. They can't cope with love. This group are terrified that if we wake enough people up and say, look, all you need is in your heart center, you only need to say to your heart, Your heart, you have to give you free will, you see. Love will not impose on you. These are cosmic laws. Love will never impose on any soul. Every soul is given free will. And the free will is given on the understanding that you will make choices that best help all. So if you want help, love will not look at you and think, oh, this person needs help. They're about to make a terrible mistake. I must stop them.
What
Love
is amazing is,
there. And your free will, I need to say this, Mark, because it's important for people to take this away with them, if you don't mind, that free will, if you make a free will choice and you decide it's a choice, I'm going to ask my heart and love to help me. Your heart is more powerful than any of these groups that are harming put together. They're like little midges. You've got to see yourself as a giant. When you ask your heart and love for help, love comes in and surrounds you. And these energies can't get near you. And the reason why love has been giving me all these teachings, which I'm trying to gently put out, I do understand a lot more than I say because I want to make it simple for people. And just to give everybody the big teachings around something, it takes hours and hours, and we were running out of time. When you make your free will choice to say, I'm going to ask my heart and love for help, your heart puts you through to love direct. So that's why you must ask your own inner heart. Your heart's your still small voice inside you, it's your conscience. That's all you have to do. Now, some people are religious and they're used to connecting to the God of love and carry on doing whatever system. But if you just think that it's your heart connects you to love. And if you say, please, can you help me? You're giving love permission to come in and help you. Love will not impose on you, but it is always there for you if you need it. So we're being encouraged that every day when we wake up in the morning, it's very important to clear our toxic energy field from sleeping and everything that's going on in our house, all the energy fields. You just ask your heart and love to clear everything that might be harming you. For people like yourself, Mark, are you saying that you feel there's been an energetic attack? The other thing we're being asked to do at the moment is connect to heart and love and ask for help, and then to ask for all the harm that's been done to us to be deleted. They term it forgiven and forgotten, but that's love saying forgiven, meaning you release it from your field. You don't
But
want it. You're forgiven it.
Claire, do you think that the people that have been inoculated with this bioweapon, I mean, obviously we have broken through the escalation of commitment vax. It's
They've
called
given all their
escalation of
power away.
it's called escalation of commitment. No, I have already taken two, so I take the third and the fourth. But it seems now that nobody want to take it anymore. But the other question I have, do you really think that these people will overcome?
I think we've got to try and help them, but the only thing is we can't judge them. We mustn't force our views on them. All we can do is try and keep putting out information and gently reaching out to people who we love and be genuinely loving and gentle in the way. You see, a lot of these people are going to die. I'm sorry to say, but that's what I got told. There will be some people who will not survive what they've done to them with this vaccine. Now, if it's not your destiny to die, you're not going to die, are you? Because love has the overall agreement with your soul about when you're meant to leave your body. But they told me very recently when I got that download of information about cancer, it's not people's destiny to die of cancer. That is a man-made or satanic, you know, whatever you want, a big pharma or whoever's responsible, that's been created to cause us suffering. When people surround patients in hospital with love and with hope and focus on them being well, not sick and dying. I do need to say this, Mark. I think this is important. The one thing I'm realizing is we focused on hope, trust, and faith with my husband. We knew that he might die, and we let go of trying to control that. I knew that as much as it would, oh, just rip me apart to lose him, I have to respect his soul journey, and that might mean losing him. So we both had private conversations together where we'd gently acknowledged that we couldn't control what would happen to him. So we accepted the situation. That stops there being any push, any push or force. When you let go and accept what's happening to you, and you say, I'm having a bad day or I'm very ill, and you just try not to fight it. Don't fight it, because fighting it creates a bad energy. You should never say, I wrote in my books, this is what they told me. The terms battle, beat, and fight do not create healing. What do we say? We can beat cancer. We can fight cancer. They're all the wrong words. They're all the wrong words. So hope, faith, and trust are very important. They're powerful frequencies. And we're creators. And if we understood the dark are making us create this world by subliminally messaging us with all these frightening things that they're going to do to us.
We need to
detach
from this.
Yeah, because we're focusing on it, we're creating
of
it.
Of course. Claire, listen. People are afraid of it.
Yeah.
And as long as they're afraid, and especially now, they're still living in cognitive dissonance, in denial. Now, these people that live in denial, they are not those that would go do research, because they have never done it before. They have always blindly believed what the media is writing, no?
Yeah, the ones
soap opera, and what the government is telling them.
Yeah.
So there is little hope.
Well,
Mark,
listen, let me say this. There's always hope. And my belief is, if enough of us can raise the vibration of the planet, the reason why they're getting stuck in the mind control is the satanic forces are lowering the vibration of the planet. And it is making it harder for all of us who do connect to heart to connect. But love is giving us upgrades and all sorts of assistance to help us stay connected to heart. Love is sad. Make the request. Let love do the rest.
Okay.
Make the request. Let love do the rest. And I feel the ones, we can't force the others to do anything other than what they're choosing, using their free. We must respect their choices. Some aren't going to get back to the heart of creation. They're not, because they've used up the last of that 10-inch ruler of measurement. There's meant to be a measure of cosmic allowance to get them home to the heart of creation when they leave the physical body. They've given that last measure over to the dark when they took the poison. That's what they did. They gave their last
correct
of their power away. But, and we have to respect, some might not come home. But for those who want to get home, and those of you who are trying to help others, you're like the rescue party. I would like to put the message out. If you're the rescue party, make your preparations that you have made an arrangement with whatever you believe to be love, whatever that is, at the heart of creation, to say, I don't want to go down on this ship. I want to get back for the out-breath. I want to get home to my true origins.
Claire.
Once you've made that statement, that's all you can do.
Okay, Claire. Which brings me to a reverse line of reasoning. You see, unwittingly, you, I, and many others belong to the control group now. They didn't want to have a control group. So if we will see that many, many from the inoculated people will sadly die. And that does not happen at the same rate in the control group. Will be under assault from all angles.
Yes.
Because they need to eliminate the control group.
Oh, they want our fear. They want to pivot the, what they want is to pitch, they want to indoctrinate the children into believing that those who didn't get vaccinated killed their parents. They've already started, and they'll start trying to take children away from their parents. The social services have been infiltrated by Satanists. Every judicial system, the police, everything, it's all been infiltrated. They're already in position and they're already taking part in child trafficking. You know, everybody wants to turn a blind eye to this, but it really upsets me that people are having to go through this. And there's no voice from us adults saying what's happening to these children, you know. But I keep getting the information. I was asked to research it. What I'd say is, when you connect to your heart and love for help, control group can be the buoyancy chamber that, in this terrible ocean of conflict and darkness, we can be in the lifeboats and have a buoyancy chamber where we start saying to the others, look, this ship's going down. If you want to stay here, that's your choice. But if you want to get home to the heart of creation and you want to move on to a better place when you leave the physical body, you do have a choice. And all that choice is to say to love, please, can you help me? That's all that you need. And I feel when we think that this is all about frequencies and energies, well, the satanic forces, all they're doing is making us create this world through frightening us. What we put our intention on is what we create. So what we need to do is start creating a world where we see it as peaceful and harmonious, and where children are free and safe and people have food and water. And we need to picture those who are harming us as being in prison. And
of course, and Claire, when we can envisage something, we can reach it. It's the power of the mind as well. It's the heart, but it's as well the power of the mind, not always to give up at first resistance. But Claire, we have about 5 minutes left, not to overshoot an hour. And could you, I mean, obviously you were always a bit conscious in terms of lifestyle, I guess, and all this. You were very knowledgeable even before the sickness of Roger, your husband. Can you give us a little bit, really very practical guidance, what you already did or what you maybe changed? Very practical for people, things they can easily do in their life.
I've got my list of the practical things that we did, and I know it's not possible for everybody with the food prices, but we used a lot of our money to buy, and we continued doing what we were doing: organic food, organic eggs, balanced meals, meals that my husband would enjoy, and make them nice. We also had treats. I thought if he's going to die, I'm going to put him on a vegetarian diet. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to feed him up. He'd lost lots of weight. He had to have lots of water daily. That was the advice. I decided to buy quite an expensive water filter, which I'd been wanting to buy for a while. And that filters out fluoride and 99.9% of the bacteria. So that's what he was drinking. We continue to use chemical-free eco laundry, underarm deodorants, nothing of what we were using was chemical anyway, because I've already had a problem with it. So I'd already cleared out a load of things from our, you know, like eco laundry liquid, things that didn't cause rashes. What else? Zinc-free products, fluoride-free products. We continued with that. Roger got a rash from something that said it was natural, but you know,
same here.
You know, when it's natural, that's a con, that's a deception. That just means it's come from nature. It doesn't mean to say it hasn't been distorted chemically into something else. We keep away from sodium lauryl sulfate, the foaming agent. So I've managed to find a few products which you can use as a shampoo or a body wash. So it's all it's free of all the chemicals and the sulfites.
Same here. Less products, but better quality.
Yeah,
very simple. Yeah. You don't need like 550 shower shells standing around, no.
No,
you just need one, no, and one good soap. And
yeah, we use the washing up liquid that we use is so mild and chemical free. We use it as a hand wash as well in the bathroom. You know, we put it in a bathroom dispenser, and it's just as good for washing hands as it is for washing dishes. So we've done things like that. And the other thing we did, we were guided by heart and love to ask for all the following to be purified: all food, drink, medicine, chemo and chemo drugs, all blood samples, biopsies, urine samples, basically anything that we put into our body or on it, and anything that left our body, even the air that we breathe, anything which left our bodies and anything which entered our bodies, we just asked heart and love to purify it for us. And we just kept asking through heart connection in the morning. At mealtimes, we asked for our food to be purified. We asked for our medicine before we took it to be purified. If we were low, tired or stressed, we would do extra sessions, because my husband was in bed all the time. So, you know, we would just use that. Sometimes I did healing sessions on my husband, but he was healing himself. I was just facilitating, took out a lot of black stuff from his energy fields. And we just kept on, we carried on with what felt right for us, but we always asked heart, even about the practical things, we ask heart about, you know, and we just find that heart gives us all the information we need. When I was first training my husband to how to learn about frequency, I'd say, go to the supermarket and ask your heart which vegetables you should be choosing to put in the basket. Don't go by what they look like in the packaging, just feel the vibration. And I've taught a few people to do that, and it's a good way to sort of start practicing tuning into things. Hold, say, an orange in your hand, something that you can eat that doesn't cause problems, and feel the vibration. And then maybe if there's something you're allergic to, close your eyes and hold it in your hand and feel the vibration, and it will probably be prickly. And it can help to be a bit more,
I
noticing
think I think I think many people wouldn't be really how to say feeling this. I guess it is a bit of a process to learn it. I mean,
practice and commitment.
exactly. It concerns
The
me
daily
as well,
rituals of
right?
practice.
Concerns me as well. So, but it's definitely a way how to approach all these kind of weird things going on. You say dark things going as a weird things going on, with countermeasure that is a positive vibration. And I would like to take this as the main message. People should not, how to say, abandon. People should try. People should research. People should engage. And those are platforms like yours. I think you can give a lot of calm to the people and encouraging them to engage henceforth with the positive energies. And I would say we could close it at this moment now.
Yeah, I think just remember your heart has all the answers. You just need to ask it, and it'll give you all the information you need. Thank you, Mark, for having
All right. Hey, so much pleasure shared this end. And I'm sure we will produce in the future maybe
me.
another podcast or two
Oh, let me
to
know.
take it up a little bit where things are going as
Yes, that
well,
would be nice.
so that we can address contemporary issues that you observe
Yeah, I'd be happy
from the
to
heart
help you.
frequency side. And
Yes.
I would say I'll take it from there. Thank you so very much for taking the time for
Oh,
us.
thank you for
And
letting me share this time with you.
thank you. And I will publish it probably tomorrow morning and put your links to your own resources in the post again.
That's very generous of you, Mark.
Cool.
Thank you
Then I
very
wish Roger all the best. I'm
much.
very
Thank
happy
you.
that he's doing really better. You have
Yeah.
achieved something because you were not in fear. You used somehow another way of logic with the positive frequencies. So I wish you a nice evening and all the best, Claire.
Good night, Mark.
Thank you so much. Good night, Claire.
Bye, everyone.